So let's review. The Gemara cites a brisa which lists terms similar to Hariat Mekudeshesli. Tanu Rabbanan. If a person gives a woman money and either states, Hariat Ishti, you are my wife, or Hariat Arusasi, you are my betrothed, Hariat Kenuili, you are acquired to me, Hariat Shali, you are mine, Hariat Bershusi, you are under my jurisdiction, Hariat Zikukali, you are bound to me, Mekudeshes. In all these cases, the Kedushin is effective because the statement is a Lashon Kedushin, it implies marriage. The Gemara later adds two more terms, Hariat Likuchasi Mekudeshes, based on the Pasuk Kiikach Ish Isha, and O'ima Charufasi B'Yehuda Mekudeshes, Shekem B'Yehuda Karen La'arusa Charufa. In Yehuda, Charufasi is a Lashon Kedushin. The Gemara then asks about several other terms, whether they are considered a Lashon Kedushin or not. Miuchedes Limahu, does this word refer to a wife, as the Pasuk says, V'hoi Levaser Echad, or not? Miuedes Limahu, as the Pasuk regarding Amma of Riyah says, Ashaloya Oda, Ezrasi Mahu, Nigdasi Mahu, as the Pasuk says, Esolo Ezri Kenegdai, Atsurasi Mahu. Atsuru could mean Ne'asefes Imi Labais, she joins me in my home. Tzilasi Mahu, as the Pasuk says, V'yivin Esatzela, Sigurasi Mahu, Tachti Mahu, as the Pasuk says, V'yisker Basa Tachtena, Tifusasi Mahu, the word Tifusi could mean Nitfesis Imi Babais. The Gemara now discusses the circumstances of the question regarding these Lashonis. There's no question where B'she'in Medabrim al Iska Gita V'Kedusheha, if they did not speak at all about Kedushin, and they gave her money and stated this Lashon, the Kedushin is certainly not effective, because Meno Yadda Mai Kamala. As Rashi explains, even if these terms are halachically considered a Lashon Kedushin, if the woman does not understand it as such, she cannot have consented to Kedushin. The question is where b'medaber imal iske gita v'kedushah. If they did speak about kedushin and they gave her the money and stated this lashon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that where nasan la gita v'kedushah v'lei pirish, if they spoke about kedushin and they then gave her money but did not state anything, the kedushin is not effective even though she does know that this is for kedushin because tzarach lafarish, he must state a lashon kedushin. Accordingly, if he stated one of these lashonis, the question is, is this a Lashon Kedushin, and the Kedushin is effective, or not? And even according to Rabbi Yosi, who holds regarding Nasan Lagita V'Kedushah V'Lei Pirish Ein Tzarach Lafarish, the Kedushin is effective, because he does not need to state a Lashon Kedushin since it's understood that it's intended for Kedushin. However, if he stated one of these Lashonis, the question is, do we say Hani Lishni L'Kedushi Kamala? His intentions are indeed for Kedushin, or L'Malacha Kamala? His intentions are that she come work for him. These questions remain unresolved. The Gemara now mentions a machlekes regarding Rabbi Yosi's opinion of Ein Tzarach Lafarish. Rabbi holds of Ahusha Sukin Bo Eisei Inyan. If he did not state anything, the Kedushin is effective only if they were actively discussing Kedushin until that very moment. While Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon holds, Afa Pisha Ein Sukin Bo Eisei Inyan. However, as the Gemara explains, Me'inyan Le'inyan Bo Eisei Inyan. The Kedushin is effective even if they were not discussing actual Kedushin anymore, but they were still discussing other matters that pertain to marriage, such as support and kesuba. However, the Kedushin is not effective if they were no longer discussing such matters at all, because she would not know that his intention is for Kedushin. The Gemara continues, Amar Abaya, HaMekadesh B'milva Ein Mekudeshes. If a person loaned money to a woman, and he then told her, you shall become Mekudeshes to me with the money of the loan, the Kedushin is not effective. Because as Rashi explains, Kichem Mistei Efren Gemrinan, the Yav Midi B'Shas Kedushin. The source for Kedusha Kesev is from Stei Efren, and he must give her something of value, as Avram Avinu paid Efren money for the field. But here she does not receive anything now, because Milva Lohitza Nitna Ukvar Hein Shalah Umas Achem Hichayevesloi. The loan money already belongs to her, and even though she does benefit that she's now exempt from repaying the loan, the Pnei Yeshua explains, however, Da'ata Al Ikr Mois. She intends only for what he specified, the actual money, but not for this benefit. However, as Rashi adds, Hiskadashli Bahanois Mechila Zum Mekudeshes. If he specified that you shall become Mekudeshes to me with the benefit of Mechila, the loan forgiveness, the Kedushin is effective because the Yav La Pruta Da Nos Mechila. She also intends for the benefit of Mechila that is surely worth a Pruta. The Gemara continues, Bahanois Milva Mekudeshes. As the Gemara explains, the Arvach La Zimna. If he extended the due date and told her, you shall become Mekudeshes to me with the benefit of that I extended your loan, the Kedushin is effective. Even though she did not actually receive anything, because Bahi Hano She'at Ha'yisa Nesenis Li Pruta Al Kach. This benefit is worth a Pruta, as she would have paid him a Pruta to extend her loan. However, va'asalasas kein mibnei haramas ribas. This practice is forbidden because it is similar to interest, and that she consented to the condition only to extend the loan, which is considered as she paid him extra for allowing her to pay later. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, heilich mana amenasha tachziruhu li. If a person tells someone, take this mana on the condition that you return it to me, b'mecher loikana, if he did this to buy a field, the sale is not effective, b'isha in the mukadeshes, if he gave it to a woman for kedushin with this condition, the kedushin is not effective, b'pidin haben, ain b'noi padli. If he paid a coin this way to redeem his firstborn son, the son is not redeemed. However, b'truma yatsi dei nesina, if Yisrael gave truma to a kohen with the condition that he must return it, he did fulfill his truma obligation. However, va'asolasas kein mimnei shenirik a kohen amasiyeh beveis agronis. This practice is forbidden as it is similar to a kohen who works in the fields in order to collect truma. The Gemara asks, what is the difference? According to the opinion, matana manas lahachzer shma matana, a gift given on condition that it shall be returned is still considered a gift, although there is a stipulation that the person cannot keep the gift. It is completely his during the time he has it, as long as he gives it back. Afila kulanami. All these transactions should be effective because they did receive the money. And according to the opinion matana manas lahachzer loishma matana, a gift given on condition that it shall be returned is not considered a gift. Afila trumanami loy. All these transactions are not effective, and the truma obligation was not fulfilled either because they did not receive anything. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that Rava actually holds matana manas lahachzer shma matana. As he ruled regarding Esrig, Helich Esrig Zal Manasha Techzeruli, Not Loy Vechziru Yatza, Vimlav Lo Yatza. If he fulfilled the condition and gave it back, he was Yatza, because at the time it belonged to him. Therefore, in our cases, Bekulu Kani, they are all effective. Lavar Mi Isha, Lefisha Ein Isha Niknis Bachalipin. Except in the case of Kedushin, it's not effective, Midrabanan, because this is similar to the Kenyan of Chalipin, in which she accepts the sudur, the kerchief, and returns it, in which case the kedushin would not be effective because it was not a matanah.